Matema Danda was arrested by heavily armed police details as he walked out of the courtroom where Mahia's case was being heard. Police officers whisked him away to some offices at the court building while ordering all the people, mainly war veterans and civil society activists who were getting out of the courtroom, to leave the place. At the entrance of the court building, some war veterans and civil society activists sang revolutionary songs in solidarity with Matema Danda and Mahia, while some were crying. The police details then used the prisoner's entrance at the back of the court building to exit with Matema Danda and sped off as the singing former freedom fighters were approaching the vehicle that was being used by the police to whisk Matema Danda away. Matema Danda's attorney, Beatrice Mutetwa, told Studio 7 by phone from Harare Central Police Station that her client was being held at the station, but no formal charges had been leveled against her client. Francis Nando, another top war veteran, was also arrested today. There were no details of his whereabouts. He is linked to a damning communique issued by war veterans last week, which condemned President Mugabe for running down Zimbabwe. At the same time, Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe granted Mahia a $300 bail and ordered him to report twice per week at Harare Central Police Station's Law and Order Division until the matter was finalized. Mahia is being accused of insulting or undermining Mr. Mugabe through a communique issued by the War Veterans Body last month, calling on the head of state to address key issues affecting ordinary Zimbabweans. After the magistrate delivered his ruling, State Counsel Tapiwa Kasema applied for the suspension of Magistrate Chikwekwe's ruling for 48 hours, pending an appeal of the judgment by the state, but this was opposed by Bahia's attorney, Harrison Nkomo, who argued that the judge's decision could not be suspended without giving concrete reasons or without the prosecutor general filing a formal application. The magistrate agreed with the defense and ordered Mahia's immediate release. Nkomo welcomed the magistrate's decision. Nkomo gave notice in court that at the next remand, on the 12th of August, the defense would be applying for Mahia's refusal of further remand, saying the state papers in their current form do not disclose an offense. Meanwhile, War Veterans Chairperson Chris Muchangwa, who was also at the courts, criticized the arrest of former freedom fighters.
It said that these heroic fighters, the best army Africa has ever produced in modern times, 4 decades down the line, they are just being persecuted by those who were war deserters, those who were war cowards. Some of them was at school with them. They didn't go to war, but they are now very powerful, and they are part of the harassment of the war veterans. And some young people who say their mothers and fathers fought for them. If we fought with his mother and father when he was in the womb, it's very sad that these people see it upon themselves, and to abuse also the most powerful office in the land.
Also at the courts was former vice president and leader of the Zimbabwe People First Party, Joyce Mujuru, who echoed Muchangwa's sentiments.
It's just unfair. That's why you have heard, you have seen people, they are trying to show that the way things are going is not the correct way. And I think I've been talking about it, that we don't have to show any hard-handedness, but that people have to be giving each other time to discuss issues when people don't agree.
Several human rights activists and politicians, including one of MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai's deputies, Nelson Chamisa, attended the court session today. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.